And that development has to be done throughout the day, all the time.
这样的一种善念的这个善的心性的长养呢，是在日常这个生活当中呢，随时随时我们都应该要去照顾它的。
Development here means to maintain that feeling throughout the day, or as long as one can maintain it.
所以，bhavana这个字就是谈到说，我们对于这些长养这些善念，保持这些善根呢，这是要在日常生活当中呢，随时随地我们都要去保持这样的心性，保持这样的这个善念。
If one can maintain loving thought, compassionate thought, sympathetic thought all the time, or as much of the day, there's no occasion for that person to do anything harmful to the others.
所以如果一个人在日常生活当中呢，他随时随地他都能够保持这些善念，不管是慈悲啊、随喜啊，这些善念的话，那么对这样的人来讲，他的恶念是不可能升起的，找不到因缘使他升起。
And some people think when they use the word meditation, meditation is nothing but sitting somewhere in a corner, leg crossed, and keep eyes closed and waiting for something to dawn upon them.
对某些人来讲，当他谈到这个禅定这个事的时候呢，他总是想说，所谓的禅定就是找一个角落坐下来，然后把腿盘起来，然后呢就是坐在那个地方把眼睛闭起来，然后等到某一些，就是可能会有某一些事情在你的心里面升起。
Sitting motionlessly is also a part of meditation.
静坐不动呢，这是禅修的这个内涵之一。
We practice that. We all do that. But we have to do it with understanding that bhavana has to be continued, not only while sitting, but also while walking, while working, while talking, while cooking, while washing, and while doing everything.
实际上，我们要知道说，这个bhavana就是刚才谈到这种善念的这个长养善念的这种保持，这个不是说只有你打坐的时候说我坐在那个地方我才要长养我的善念，实际上善念的这种长养善念的这个保持呢，是在日常生活当中，不管是我们在打坐的时候啦，在走路的时候啦，在这个煮饭的时候啦，在洗碗的时候啦，或者是在礼佛的时候啦，我们是不管怎么样的时候呢，我们都应该要来做保持我们的善念。
In other words,For example, to practice loving feeling in our thought, or metta, or maitri, loving kindness and compassion, should be in our minds not only while sitting, but also while walking, working, and doing everything.
也就是简单的说，所谓的这种这个善念的这种长养或者是保持呢，不只是说我们在打坐的时候要这样子，就是说我们在工作的时候，我们在走路的时候，或者是我们不管做什么事情，我们都应该把这个善念放在心头上。
If one is able to maintain one's mind in this way, that person becomes a blessing to the society, that person becomes a blessing to the family, and that person becomesa blessing to human beings as well as to non-human beings, to all.
所以一个人如果能够在心中随时随地呢保持这样的这个善念的话，这个就是他对整个社会一种最大的贡献，最大的这个加持，不但是对人类如此，对于这个非人类的自然界也一样是如此。
When we talk about bhavana in detail, we have two forms of meditation, or two forms of bhavana. samatha meditation and vipassana meditation。
当我们谈到这个 Bhavana 的这个字的时候呢，事实上它要分成两个方面，一个呢叫做这个 Samadhi， 一个叫做 Vipassana。
Samatha meditation means the function of Samatha meditation is to calm down our emotion。
所谓的这个 Samadhi 这样的一种这个修持，这种禅修呢，是着重于在于止，也就是让我们的心静下来。
Vipassana meditation is insight meditation which gives us understanding about the nature of ourselves and about the world。
而所谓的这个 Vipassana 就是观，也就是说透过这种观的禅修呢，那么让我们能够正观诸法实相，包括我们个人以及这个世界。
You will learn these meditations from Venerable Chandima here。
我相信在座有部分的同修，在强提玛法师的指导下，在做这样的一种修持。
In this way, the Buddhist way of life is a life to live all the time, all places.Not in one place, not at a time a day. It is for all the time.
所以这样的一种修持呢，对佛教徒来讲呢，它是随时随地都要这样修，而不是一时一地而修。
To summarize what the Buddha said, not to do evil, to do good and purify the mind. And these are the things that we three things that we try to examine in this short period of time. Not to do evil, to do good and purify the mind.
我们今天晚上用很简短的时间，很扼要的跟各位谈到了，就是佛所开示的一个佛教徒的三件最重要的事情，所谓的诸恶莫作，众善奉行，自尽其意。
Evil things I have explained as killing, stealing, committing adultery, telling lies, and taking intoxicating drinks and drugs.
所谓的诸恶，我刚才已经解释过了。简单的说，就是杀害众生、偷盗，以及呢这个邪淫，还有这个妄语，以及呢这个服用任何可能上瘾的这个饮食。
To do good things, I explain practicing generosity or giving material things and giving life, that means giving fearlessness to others and also giving dhamma, and this is a good thing.
所谓的众善奉行，我刚才简要的解释过了，特别重要的就是布施，包括财务的布施，包括生命的布施，或者所谓的无畏布施，包括法的布施。
And to purify the mind, we said it is bhavana or what meditation.
谈到这个自尽其意，也就是净化我们的心灵。那么我刚才特别提到，就是 bhavana 这个字，也就是说用 bhavana 这个字来代替这个meditation 这个字会更清楚。
All these three things are to be done daily, all the time.
我上述所说明的这三件事情，是我们每一个佛教徒在日常生活中随时随地呢都应该要修持的功课。
In this way, if one lives according to these things, that one's life becomes peaceful to individual as well as to the society.
一个人如果能够这样子来这个依佛所教示的来生活的话，那么对他来讲，不管对个人或者对这个社会呢， 都能够有更多的祥和跟喜乐。
So I'm not going to continue any longer. I have explained or I have given enough material for you to think of as Buddhist practices for daily life, and I would be quite happy to answer the questions if you have any. So before I conclude, I would like to express my grateful thanks to Venerable Chandima Nayaka Thera and also to the corporate body of the Buddha Education Foundation and all those who are responsible for organizing this meeting tonight. May you all be well, happy and peaceful.
我想我不要再多花时间来跟各位多谈，我想我很乐意呢，就是说如果各位有问题的话呢，我来回答一些问题。那么在我结束我的谈话之前，我再一次要谢谢强体马法师以及佛陀教基金会以及所有促成今天晚上这一个聚会的因缘的所有的人，我祝福大家。
May no harm come to you. May no difficulties come to you.
我愿大家呢远离一切的这个伤害，远离一切的障碍。
May no problems come to you. May you always meet with success, peace, happiness and prosperity and good luck.
我愿大家呢，这个永不遇到任何的这个一个困难。我也希望大家呢，能够永远的有安详、喜乐、富有跟佛法的加持。
May you have understanding the life and its vicissitudes. May you have determination and courage to meet with and overcome the inevitable difficulties.Problems and failures in life, as we Buddhists aspire, may we all attain the everlasting happiness, what we say the Buddhahood or Nibbana.
我祝福大家，就是能够呢超越一切的这个困难障碍，而且呢能够呢在这个人生的这个路上呢，能够获得无上的这个喜乐，也就是佛的境界。也就是所谓的涅槃。
Thank you.
谢谢。
请问诸位大德有没有什么问题想要请教大师的？请不用客气。
是不是请你到前面来让大家分享你的问题？
我想知道那个不妄语，我们讲不妄语，刚刚听那个大师说让人家觉得哈许的那个不愉快的就是不好的语言，那有的时候我们讲真话让人家不愉快，那有的时候我们说谎会让人家愉快，那这个时候在对跟错之间怎么分？
වෙනස් කළා මේ හැඳින ගන්න අප්‍රසාදයක් ඇති වෙන වෙන කෙනෙකුට කතා කරනකොට
if you yourself realize that you are speaking with unpleasant tone that itself gives you the understanding that it is unpleasant and it is unskillful.If you are speaking to someone with unpleasant feeling, You can't do it with loving kindness. That means you yourself feel that you are irritated. That means irritation means anger. And without anger, without irritation, you can't speak to another person to get irritated. And so, therefore, that understanding itself makes you feel that you are doing something bad. On such situation, better pause a little while and consider, am I right to say this? And try to create loving feeling in your mind, in your heart. Anytime, if you are going to speak with anger or resentment, you can't speak pleasant words. You can't speak kind words. Right. The question is this. Someone is telling the truth. But the listener gets irritated. Having heard the truth, the person gets agitated, irritated. The fact can be correct, but still we have to use our conscience whether it is right place to say. If it brings unpleasantness or unhappiness to the listener, don't say so. Don't say it. Say, in other words, when you are walking along the road, you may find someone who is ugly. It is a true fact. Can you say to that person, can you go to that person to say, oh, you are ugly? Although it is the truth, keep it to yourself. There are many truthful things, but still we have to keep silence if it is unwelcomed by the others. If it is hurting others, don't speak that.
Thank you. 师父的回答是说啊，当然我们要说真话，可是如果你发现你说的真话对方会觉得不愉快，或者会伤害到对方的感觉，就像一个人他今天穿着得很难看，然后呢你这个话就不能讲，因为你说你今天穿得好难看一定会伤害到对方的感觉，那这个时候如果你还说，就是表示你自己的这个善巧方便不够了。所以说话要看时节因缘，要看这个适当的情境，所以有的时候即使是事实摆在眼前，不过你还是应该保持沉默。
In this respect, the Buddha was the best example to us. Buddha said to us, the fact may be true if it is well unwelcomed or displeasing others or creating disharmony among the individuals, do not speak.
佛陀事实上给我们一个很好的榜样，就说即使是我知道事实是这样子的，可是如果我把这个事实说出来而造成很多人不愉快，甚至会造成不和谐的情形，那么这个时候呢是宁可要暂时不说。
And there may be some facts which are untrue but pleasing others. Don't say that, because it is untrue.
反过来说呢，有一些事情呢是不真实的。那如果说这些不真实的话会让很多人愉快的话，佛说这也是不应该的。 如果要说不真实的话而取悦大众的话，这个要避免。
And in this way it goes a little further. If it is true, welcomed by the others, pleasing others, tell it.
简单的说，如果这你说出来大家能够欢喜的话，你说吧。
If there is nothing to be said in that nature, keep noble silence.
如果这不是真实的，而且说出来大家也不会高兴，那么你就要保持圣默然。
In the teachings of the Buddha, it says this in this way. Say something useful, beneficial, or pleasing, and also true. If you don't have anything of that nature, keep noble silence. The Buddha says, Aryova tunhi bhavo. Aryova tunhi bhavo. That means the noble silence.
佛陀说呢，我们要说话要说有用的话，利益大众的话，令大众欢喜的话。如果我们说的话没有用，我们说的话不能令大众欢喜，我们说的话不能利益大众，那么我们宁可保持圣默然。所谓的圣默然就是神圣的沉默。
In explaining the word or unskillful words or unpleasant the unwholesome words, there it has been divided into four: lying, slander, backbiting, gossip.
我们通常谈到这种四种的这个恶口业的时候，就是四种不当的说话方式的时候，是包含说谎，包含就是我们说没有用的话，包含呢我们说了挑拨离间、伤害别人感情的话，我们说了这种所谓的这个粗暴的话、侵犯别人。
And there are some people, or not some people, many people, they can't stop talking. They talk all the time, all the time. They don't know how to stop talking. They talk to others and they talk to themselves.And when you keep talking, that's what you say is the gossip. All the gossip are included slander, backbiting, and lying, harsh words.
有一些人，事实上不是有一些人，是很多很多的人，可以说他们经常就是从早到晚，一天到晚就在说个不完。那这样的说呢，这个什么呢，有时候就包含了四种恶口业都在里边了。 Thank you. 请问各位还有没有问题？大家要保持圣默然吗？
今天我们就非常感谢大师给我们的这么珍贵的开示，还有我们这个尤教授给我们的这个服务，希望大家都能够得到法喜充满，身体健康，谢谢。